It was a school like any other. Red bricks, faded playground paint, and the sound of bells echoing through early morning air. Crestwood Elementary had stood in the same place for over 80 years, watching generation after generation grow, stumble, and move on. But there was something underneath it. Something that no one ever talked about.
In 2017, a maintenance worker repairing a broken pipe near the western wing discovered a strange depression in the ground. Thinking it was a sinkhole forming, he called in a structural team. What they found instead was a sealed metal hatch overgrown by roots and rusted shut. It took days to cut it open. Beneath it, a tunnel lined with stone and brick, sloping gently downward into darkness. No lights, no markings, and no official records anywhere in the school district's archives. The tunnel wasn't on any maps. Not one blueprint from the past century included it. Local authorities were called in. They brought lights, cameras, and geologists. The tunnel extended for nearly 120 metres, ending in a crude chamber the size of a small classroom. The walls were covered in chalk drawings, childlike, frantic, repetitive, shapes of hands, circles within circles, crude stick figures all facing one direction, a narrow hole in the far end of the wall just large enough for a child to crawl through. The town was shaken. Rumours spread like wildfire. Was it an old bomb shelter from the Cold War, a smuggler's tunnel, or something more sinister? Then came the audio. A retired janitor, George Merritt, who worked at Crestwood during the late 1960s, stepped forward. He claimed that strange things always happened near the West Wing. He recalled hearing knocks beneath the floorboards late at night, and once, in 1971, he said he caught a child trying to sneak through a now-sealed storage room with a flashlight and a map drawn in crayon. When asked where the child had gotten the map, Merritt paused and said, "He said he found it in a library book, taped inside the back cover." No copy of that book was ever found. Historians were brought in, along with folklore researchers. They noted that similar underground chambers had been discovered in various parts of the Midwest, usually near schools or orphanages built in the early 20th century. Some believed these were remnants of old mining operations, others weren't so sure. One particularly disturbing theory came from a folklorist at the University of Michigan. She pointed to a pattern in the chalk drawings. A recurring image of a door with eyes around it. She had seen this symbol before in a 1924 journal from a woman institutionalized for claiming children were disappearing into the ground behind her house. The chamber was eventually sealed again, quietly. No press release, no statement from the district. The entrance was covered with concrete and the playground was resurfaced. But 2 years later, in 2019, a boy named Caleb went missing during recess. Security footage showed him playing near the old West Wing fence, and then he was gone. No one saw him leave. No one saw him taken. The only clue? A chalk drawing found later in a stall of the boy's bathroom. A stick figure reaching for a small round hatch. The words written next to it: "He's in the walls now."